Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
There's a lot to unlock with Coleman. I went back and forth on him watching his tape. There were times I really liked him and other times I was uncertain. I wouldn't call him sudden in his movement. I wouldn't say he's a burner. You know, you'd probably say his play speed is above average, but he's not really a burst or second gear guy. He certainly has good hands. He can make those crowded environment catches. Again, that gets back to the big receivers. I think that his size and his overall traits profile would suggest that he's a boundary X type receiver. I finished my evaluation saying that my sense is there is more to unlock with Coleman, and there's no question there's a looseness within his body that's there to be developed.
Greg Cosell with One Bills Live yesterday, chatting about Keon Coleman, who we said, sometimes I liked him, sometimes I was wanting more. Excited to watch him play. This is one of those ones where I really wish the draft were closer to the season. Or there were, I don't know, loan him to the UFL. Let's watch him.
Ooh, that's an idea. Put all your draft picks in the UFL. That's how you get the UFL going with ratings. Put all the rookies in there.
How about every,
all of them?
How about every NFL player gets $100,000 if you can have a spring game?
Ooh, a spring game.
Let's get stupid. NFL spring games.
NFL spring games.
How many people would go to the stadium to see a Bills spring game next week?
They'd sell it out. Nah. They'd fill it up pretty well.
If we can tailgate.
If you can tailgate, it's blue versus red. I mean, the blue versus red training camp practice at the stadium usually gets like, what, 40,000 people?
Yeah.
And so you want to make it like a real game, right? Because that in college, it's like a real game, right?
There's a scoreboard. To a degree. But if you think about it this way, the blue-red scrimmage that happens during training camp is close enough to the season that if you're going to games in the preseason, you might think, like, I don't need to go to the scrimmage. I'm going to be at the stadium in 2 weeks.
Right.
You did a blue and red game next weekend.
Right.
You'd have a different conversation.
You should totally do this. More content for NFL Network, too. It makes business sense.
Look what happened in this spring game. Quintez Cephas caught 4 touchdowns.
Can you imagine the overreaction?
The takes would be amazing.
Like, Coleman goes for 200 yards in the spring game, and suddenly his offensive rookie of the year odds shoot up.
In the same time, we have to say, guys, I don't know if Christian Benford is having a slump this year or what's going on, because he couldn't cover Keon Coleman out there.
This is such a good idea. They need
spring
to do
game.
It.
Let's do it. Right? Why not?
Yeah.
803-0550. I have trivia based on last night.
Okay, last night as in the Stanley Cup playoffs?
Yeah.
Instant trivia brought to you by The Farmer's Dog, fresh human-grade dog food delivered right to your door. Last night was Dallas, Vegas, and Florida, Tampa. Tampa being eliminated.
So here's the trivia. Steven Stamkos.
Uh-huh.
Is 12th all-time in scoring among number one overall picks.
Ooh.
It's the perfect number.
Okay.
11 number one overall picks.
Ahead of Stamkos?
Have more points than Steven Stamkos. Stamkos, 1137.
Wow, okay. All right. Well, before I get too recent, Josh, we start new and work our way back, or start back and work our way forward?
There's one that popped into my head immediately that's way back, but
go ahead.
Gilbert Perreault, but I don't know if he got up that high.
10th.
Oh. All right.
Okay. How about Mario Lemieux?
Number one.
Mm-hmm. Okay. This is skipping around a little bit, but Joe Thornton. Not a number one pick?
Hold on, I switched tabs. Now I have to find it. Joe Thornton is not correct.
Really? Was he not a number one pick?
He was a number one pick. Why is he not here?
He's not above Stamkos?
Was he a number two pick?
Maybe.
Where's Thornton?
Where's Jumbo Joe?
Why is he not on this list?
He was selected first overall in 97.
Sorry, he's fourth. I just didn't see him.
Okay.
Thank you. That makes way more sense. Like, why isn't he here? Of course he's there.
I'm like, there's no way Stamkos has more than him.
That's right.
Yeah.
Thornton, fourth.
Okay, Thornton's fourth. All right. All right. Patrick Kane.
11th.
Ooh, it was close. It was tight there.
He's 150, he's 150 points ahead of Stamkos.
Okay, he should be fine. Right? Yeah, he should be fine. Okay. So that's 2007 for Kane. So I don't think we want to go any newer than that. We can circle back around if we're running out of guys, but I doubt it. Okay, Crosby.
Yes, second.
Ovi.
Third.
Second and third.
You have 1, 2, 3, 4.
Okay.
10 and 11.
Okay. How about... Gretzky was not a number one pick. Was he even drafted? There's like a weird thing.
Yeah,
story
not,
about him.
Not in the same way.
Okay.
So, yeah, he is not on this list.
There was like it was like the WHA nonsense. I don't know. Okay, so not him... How about... I've got, like, Islanders from the 80s in my head.
Ooh,
Brian
Trottier?
Nah, no, he wasn't. I don't think he was number one pick. I think Bossy might have been, but I don't think he played long enough anyway.
Nope.
Okay, so let me get off them.
I'm trying to think that same era, though. Like I'm obviously, it's not Pat LaFontaine, but I'm picturing, like, that kind of...
There are two players on this list that played for... The Buffalo Sabres.
Two additional ones. Beyond Perreault. Okay, played for the Sabres. So, I mean, Taylor Hall played for the Sabres, but that's not going to be...
Taylor Hall is 25th
in
scoring among number one overall picks.
Dale Hawerchuk.
Number five, correct.
Wow. He was number one?
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
And this player was selected number one by the Buffalo Sabres. Just made the Hall of Fame. And last summer, watched me hole out an eagle chip from a bunker. and gave me a significant number of high fives for it.
Well, now I know. Pierre Turgeon.
Turgeon is correct.
Pierre Turgeon.
Still probably the greatest moment of my athletic life.
Was witnessed by Pierre Turgeon.
Was eagling from the bunker on Pierre Turgeon's team in a golf tournament.
Yeah.
You've been high-fived by a number one overall pick in the NHL? No?
I don't think so.
I can't relate.
Did I ever high-five McDavid and Erie at some point? Does that even count?
You're missing number 6 and 7 and 8.
The middle. All right. There's like a 90s run here, I bet.
You would have watched two of these guys play probably in
definitely. How about Matt Sundin?
Correct. 8th. Yeah.
Steve Yzerman?
No, he was 3rd overall.
Was Sundin was one of the ones I would have seen play?
Yes.
Yeah, because I definitely saw him.
One more you saw play and one more you didn't.
Sundin is on the Leafs teams that I just watch get boat raced by the Sabres all the time. Okay, one more that I have seen and one more that I didn't?
Yep.
Okay.
This guy's team beat the Sabres in the playoffs in a somewhat memorable series.
Did he also play for the Sabres?
No.
Okay, so it's not Eric Staal.
He played for...
Eric Staal was second.
I remember him as playing for one team. I'm sure there was another one in here.
One team.
Okay.
He
played for one franchise.
Is it Sakic?
No.
Okay.
From 1989 till 2010.
Okay.
And then went and played 40 games in Detroit.
Wait a minute. Oh, okay. Mike Modano.
Modano.
Correct. I remember Detroit at the end, yeah. Okay, sure, because he goes, the North Stars to the Dallas Stars.
Yep.
Okay, Modano.
And finally, NHL legend.
Is it one of the Hulls?
No.
Is it Gordie Howe?
Played Montreal from 71 to 85.
Jean Beliveau.
No, then Rangers in Quebec.
The Pocket Rocket.
Guy Lafleur.
Guy Lafleur. I would have got there eventually.
Those are the 11 number one overall picks with more points than number one overall pick, Steven Stamkos.
Oh, I just wanted to say the Pocket Rocket. It's a great nickname. Not a lot of old timers on there.
Well, you know, if you look at that list, here's a fun question. How high will McDavid go?
Oh, how high is he up already? I thought about guessing him, but I figured he can't be that high yet.
He is closing in on 1,000 points. We don't have to play cliffhanger game. hold on again.
Well, he's gonna be number one. What's Lemieux? What's Lemieux's number? Because Lemieux missed time, of course, with stepping away.
Lemieux's at 1,723. McDavid has 982.
Oh, he's catching him. Totally.
Yep.
Totally catching him.
Yes, he is. I would agree.
How far back at Gretzky is he? That's probably impossible, right? Gretzky has more assists than anyone else has points, so that feels really tough. Gretzky all-time points, not goals, is 2,857. Yeah, McDavid's not doing that. He'll get Lemieux, though. I bet he'll get Lemieux.
One fun one for you here.
Sticking with the number one picks?
Yeah. Sticking with number one picks. Goals.
The lottery, by the way, I believe, is a week from tomorrow. Sabres have a 3% chance.
Okay. If we did just goals and not points, Stamkos is seventh. Ovechkin at one.
Yep.
The reason I'm bringing up goals, I'm just looking at Austin Matthews. 368 right now.
Yeah. And still, what, 24 years old? How old's Austin Matthews? 26. Well, that can bring me to my Let's Get Stupid
trade for Austin Matthews.
Of this morning. You asked, is there a way I could get my Let's Get Stupid to be even stupider? And I believe that I can do it.
Okay. What is it? It's going to be...
I was going to throw out the idea of trading for Mitch Marner. I told you earlier, I think Marner will be the guy traded if they trade someone and blow it up. What about trading Matthews?
Like the Leafs are actually going to do that?
He said, make it stupider. Austin Matthews. Demands out of Toronto. He's had enough.
What are they going to do, by the way?
How different is it than when...
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink... what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular-season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Michael wanted out. I'm sick of this. It's the same thing every single year.
Sure.
And nothing's changing, so get me out of here. I'm done. He did just re-sign, though. Although, Eichel had re-signed.
Yes, that's right. Eichel signed an 8-year deal. I mean, they're not trading Matthews. And it's definitely not his fault. It is a fun question about what do the Leafs do. Didn't they just decide they needed to get tougher?
And that's gonna right.
They're going to get walked in five?
Yes. They signed Ryan Reeves, and they, I mean, Jake McCabe and Ilya Lyubushkin. Like, these are moves they made to get tougher. Tyler Bertuzzi, Max Domi, like, this is what they've done. And it's not working at all. They can't play a lot of these guys in important situations. Moore's now being asked of their top guys, and their top guys, you know, they're getting beat by the other team's top guys.
Yeah.
So, what do they do? It's funny to look at their cap page, and, like, Matthews, $13.25 million next year, full no-movement clause. Tavares, one more year at $11 million, full no-movement clause. Marner, one more year at $10.9 million. Nylander just re-signed. He's not even into the first year yet of an $11.5 million extension. Marner, though, has got 1 year left. Like, what do they do? I mean, I think they're going to trade Marner and say, we're going to go into the future building around Matthews and Nylander. And maybe Morgan Riley, if you want to throw him on top, because he signed until eternity also. But Marner's the one both of them are yelling at on the bench the other night. And he's the one that gets criticized for, you don't show up in the playoffs. He's a 90-point player in the regular season consistently, and then he gets to the playoffs, and for his career, he's well below a point per game.
Because he plays Boston?
Because he plays Boston, sure. But his production goes down more than the other guys do. So who's going to get blamed then? He is. So I think, I'm not saying they should trade Marner, but I bet you if there is going to be a reaction to all of their first-round exits, it's going to be the guy that's got 1 year left in his contract. How does it sound if instead they gave him 8 years, $13 million a year? They do that instead.
Matthews?
For Marner.
Marner.
For Marner. Instead of trading him, they extend him. I mean, I don't know. They have their fans to think about, too, a little bit, I guess. I mean, they'll probably show up no matter what. It's Toronto. So it's tough. I don't know what you do. Eventually, it feels like you got to do something. You can't just wait around for the NHL to change its playoff format. Because what if that never happens?
No,
you're just going to lose to Boston and Tampa for eternity?
Yeah, you could be the team, of course, that wins the net playoff matchup.
But they never do.
No.
And they've had enough tries at it. They've been as good as Boston. They've been as good as Tampa. So they've dropped the ball. It's a tough matchup, but eventually you would have had to beat those teams anyway, and you're 1-for-9. Like, I don't know. I don't know what you do. I want to believe that you should never do something because your team's great and you shouldn't overreact to losing to great teams in the playoffs, but they're also, I just feel like there's a line at some point. Like, I just can't do this forever and never try something different. And they're at forever right now. It's 8 years of this. Like, it's not like it's year three. It's eight.
While we're on hockey, did you see what happened in Nashville the other night?
I saw that the Canucks came back on them, right?
That's right.
With their third string goaltender?
That's right. That's not the only thing that happened.
What else happened?
There was a Tim McGraw concert.
Okay.
And at the Tim McGraw concert,
yeah,
they brought out the Stanley Cup. The Stanley Cup was a guest at a Tim McGraw concert in Nashville.
Like last week?
4 days ago.
4 days ago?
4 days ago.
That seems like bad luck.
Yes!
Yeah.
I'm not one at all to care about voodoo and don't touch the trophy when you win the East or win the West. But
yeah,
Nashville, look at this video. They put it right up on the stage. And there's
Tim McGraw.
He says, I'm not supposed to touch it. And I don't think he touches it.
Yeah.
He looks inside it. But there's the Stanley Cup at a Nashville Tim McGraw concert. And then a few days later, they blow an epic lead at home and trail 3-1 in a series.
Uh-huh.
Miss an empty netter.
Yes.
Off the post.
Yeah. Is that bad? They don't touch it.
Who called who?
I thought you were about to tell me, like, Roman Josi brought the cup out because they won it, like, 5 years ago. They still feel like they have claim to it.
They didn't win it.
Oh, yeah, they did.
They lost
to
Pittsburgh.
Mind. That's right. Never mind. Totally admitted that.
He would not even be allowed to bring that out, right? The cups.
Oh, no.
There's the guy with the gloves. He's the cup handler. I forget what his name is. Bill something. Bill Johnson?
It sounds right.
Josh will find this super fast.
The cup handler.
The cup handler.
He's got the long blonde flow.
Phil Pritchard.
Okay, not Bill Johnson. Your Bills, your Phils. So Phil Pritchard brings it out.
Yeah.
Who called who? Did the league call Tim McGraw? Why is it in Nashville? Why is the cup just...
That's another good question.
Nashville's not exactly... It's not a layover city. Why is the cup just hanging out in Nashville?
Well, Nashville's a good place to be. Do you want to just hang out there? Maybe Phil Pritchard wanted to be in Nashville.
He
at the Tim McGraw concert.
And he has to bring it with him?
Yeah. Isn't that his thing? Wherever he goes, the cup goes.
Does it just hang out at his house?
So is he the bad luck curse?
No, because he always has the cup.
He always has it. He brought it here once upon a time. I have a picture standing next to it. They brought it. Or is that there's different cups, though?
There's a presentation cup and a touring cup and a hall cup. Are there three?
So what is this one?
That must be the touring cup.
This is the touring cup, not the real cup?
I guess it could be the presentation cup.
Uh-huh. Whatever. It's all under the same umbrella. It's the cup. So
they brought the cup out on stage, and Tim McGraw says something special we want to bring out for you.
You know what I'm saying, though? Like, Phil Pritchard is the keeper of the cup. What if he wants to go to the Tim McGraw concert?
He has to bring it with him.
Or what? Does he have to hire a babysitter?
What if he wants to go out on a boat?
You got to bring
with
the
friends.
Cup.
He's got to bring the cup with him.
You got to bring the unless you again. You could hire a babysitter if you
all,
want.
All of a sudden,
is there a second person to do this?
It sounds like he has a terrible job now. Everywhere he goes, he's got to lug around
take
this
that job
to carry it everywhere.
You get paid. You can do whatever you want. You just have to keep the
What do I do with it if I go to a gym?
You got to
lug it from one machine to the next. Is it coming in the sauna with me?
That might help you out with the workout.
True.
I think that thing's heavy.
I'm pretty sure there's like four keepers of the cup, but he's like the
famous one.
I think he's like the lead.
He's
he
like
hogs
the
spotlight.
He's the lead singer in the band, and everybody else gets overlooked. Wow, you gotta wonder how they feel about that. How come Phil gets the spotlight all the time?
Right.
Phil doesn't even like Tim McGraw. I would have brought it up for Tim McGraw. I love Tim McGraw.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. That is strange though. Like, what if in 2006. You went to a concert at the arena while the Sabres were out of town.
And they brought the cup out?
And they brought the cup out. Like, well, I'd be like, get that out of here.
Yeah.
You're messing with, because, right, isn't that the arena? That McGraw,
yes. Yes.
Yeah, you can't do that. You can't do that. That's bad. That's bad. Bad voodoo. You can't do that. That's not good. I'd be mad. If I was at a concert in 06 and the Goo Goo Dolls brought the cup out at KeyBank Center or then HSBC Arena, I'd be like, no, this shouldn't be happening.
I would feel uncomfortable.
I would feel like we're beginning a curse. The other thing that happened at the Nashville game was they are now, I guess, making it a tradition, the whole chugging of the beer, but out of the catfish. Did you see that happen again?
I have not seen, and I did not know that we are now drinking beer out of a catfish.
This is multiple times now that I've seen this happen at Predators games where, hey, celebrity blank is here tonight, and there they are on the screen dumping a beer in a catfish and then turning upside down.
I've got questions. Have we inserted some sort of sleeve into the catfish? You're not just drinking beer out of the gut of a catfish. We're putting some sort of baggy. Something is going in that catfish. You're not drinking. Where does it go? You pour a beer in the mouth of a catfish. Where does it go? Does it come out the gills?
Yeah. If you
watch, how does it stay in a catfish?
If you watch the video, basically no beer comes out when
there isn't a lot of beer that comes out. That's true. There's not much.
Now,
it's not really even chug.
I don't know the anatomy of a catfish that it would even come out the gills to begin with. But the point is, it just stays in the catfish. In what? The stomach? Will you tell me we're now drinking beer out of a dead catfish's stomach?
this is what the appearance of what was happening is. Yes,
there must be a sleeve.
You're sure?
I'm saying there must be a sleeve.
You're sure?
Who's the celebrity that did it?
It was. Hold on, I believe it was probably a country music star, wasn't it, of some sort.
They just go to bar around the corner and be like, hey, you're the celebrity of the night. Come drink beer out of a catfish.
Yeah, I think I'd have to listen to the audio to figure out who it is. It's a woman. The last time it happened, it was Taylor Lewan, who then played for the Titans. Singer Allie Walker is the person who did this. Allie Walker. Yeah.
Okay.
They should not keep this going, though. It's a very weird, weird tradition if they're going to do it.
803-0550. When we get back, Bill Belichick said something that is going to make a lot of football people have to question their reality in a way.
An unemployed coach out here?
Unemployed coach.
Interesting. All right.
Said something about the league that, has people's dander up, this thing he commented on. We'll get to that coming up.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.